Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, man, I may get Richard C. Cook to hold over a little bit in the next half hour after this one when Bob Chapman's on with us, but we'll see. We're covering what's happening with the economy. I've got a lot of military news, police state news. Also, the new environmental tyranny they're bringing in, news and information. That's their next big bubble or control system where we'll buy our carbon creds from the private central banks. And meanwhile, all the real environmental degradation will just continue unabated. It's the new religion, though. But going back to Richard C. Cook, you were getting into now the 1990s with Alan Greenspan and the mortgage fraud. They also loosened up the other fractional reserve banking rules, allowed the three types of banks to intermingle. Take us from there, sir.
Well, what happened with the financial deregulation that really began in the 70s and picked up speed with Reagan and then under Clinton in the 1990s was essentially turning over the entire producing economy to the financial industry. There had been all kinds of fences built around the banking system up until then because the system we inherited from the New Deal coming out of the World War II era was a very tightly regulated banking system. Those regulations were removed and the system was turned over to the banks so that the banks are the ones who now run the economy. But again, it's really important for people to understand when you're talking about the banks, you're not just talking about United States financial institutions. The U.S. banking system is a web that is tightly interwoven with the international banking system that is run outside of the United States. The United States does not make its own financial decisions, and because of that, we do not make our own economic and industrial decisions.
And that's the globalist model. That's the new world. When they talk about interdependence, that means taking control of our lives away. That's why you can have 90% of Americans on every issue against the government, and the government just points at its militarized police force and says, you don't run this country anymore, and it's because we've been hijacked. And to be clear here, the private banks have now looted us. You give them unlimited power, they're going to rob you blind, and now they need a police state to make sure we don't get control of the government again so they can't be punished.
Now, the next thing that I think we all really have to understand is the role that is played in all of this by war. A war is a contrived event. A war is not something that just happens. It's made by decision. People make those decisions, and they make those decisions for reasons that they do not tell you about.
And George Bush didn't make that decision. They knew it would be unpopular. They're going to put it all on him. He'll go retire in Dallas, and then they give us new birdcage liner.
That's correct. Now, again, if you go back in history over the last century, you see the critical role played by the big wars, what Patrick Buchanan in his new book, which I've been reading, calls the unnecessary wars. The purpose of those wars is to take down the nation states that are furthest ahead in establishing their own independence and their own national economic power. So World War I, you got rid of Germany. You got rid of Austria-Hungary. World War II, Britain came out of that without its empire, and so did France. Now what they're trying to do is to foment another world war because there are two nations left standing. One is the United States, of course. The other one is Russia because even though the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, Russia is an inherently extremely powerful and advanced nation, both technologically, economically, in terms of resources, and Russia has come back very, very strongly. And if you read the financier press...
Mr. Cook, stay there. Long segment, plenty of time to lay all this out when we get back. Just amazing overview we're getting here. I hope you appreciate the level of knowledge Mr. Cook has and how blessed we are to have him.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Mr. Cook, Richard C. Cook, has written for some of the biggest publications in the country. He's written for the Washington Post, Space and Security News, the Houston Post. He was on the Presidential Commission to study many different areas. If I tried to go over his whole bio, it would blow our time. He, of course, was one of the senior analysts at the Department of the Treasury, and he is a syndicated columnist, an author. And we'll tell you about his website again before he leaves us. But if you can, sir, some stations carry the last 3 hours, not the first hour. Briefly recap how this is by design, predatory, with the global banks above and outside all the nations, wanting to implode the nation states and then put in an international order controlled by their financial control with rapid reaction military forces through NATO, the UN, and other mercenary forces to enforce their will. And then bring us back up to where we were in the 90s and then into the current situation briefly and then where we're going in the future.
Well, again, side by side with the development of the modern industrial economies, which we've seen over the last really couple hundred years, has been the growth of the private financial industry, which gradually has gained control of all of the economies of the world, particularly since the period beginning around the early 1900s with World War One, and it was really the financial elite that maneuvered the world into the series of wars that have taken place in the 20th century in order to take down any national economy that asserted itself as being independent of international finance. So we've seen the destruction of the Germans, of the Italians, later on in the 20th century when Britain was lured into World War II, the British Empire collapsed, the French Empire collapsed, and it left the United States and Russia as the two standing nationalist powers, so-called superpowers. The Soviet Union collapsed in 91. It's now coming back, and the United States really is the only remaining nation that has had the sense of national identity, the economic strength to oppose the bankers. But since the 1970s, through deregulation, through buying off of politicians, through the what I call the policies of the three amigos, the Kissingers, the Volckers, the Greenspans, creating all of these financial bubbles, running up huge amounts of debt, exporting United States jobs and industries overseas, now the United States itself is threatened with its very existence. And the way that the financial elite has traditionally sought to take down nations has been through warfare. And right now, we are being driven into a very precarious situation that very well could lead to World War III. And that would be a war between the United States on one side and Russia, probably China on the other side, where the last powerful national economies would be totally destroyed, and the international financiers could move in at that point and establish their one world headquarters, as it were, and control everything through the power of debt and the power of money.
Now stay there. Stay there. For listeners that just joined us, this is not some wild flight of imagination. This is all in hundreds of think tank documents. We've read them here. I've made films. We've written books. We've had endless guests on covering it. Top guests, you know, heads of business schools, Nobel Prize winners. This is what is being engineered. And this goes for every military man, every police officer. It's us against them. And they stage terror attacks to try to get you to, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said in The Grand Chessboard and in his new book, to get you to rally around their international elite and so they can carry out their policies that are really directed against you. They primitively give you a perceived threat to your tribe, use your nationalism that's healthy, but a false nationalism so they can then direct you in wars that actually destroy your treasury further in debt to them, destroy our name worldwide. I mean, you'll see Rupert Murdoch in newspapers he owns demonizing us overseas and then saying we're good over here. This is all totally cold-blooded. These guys are very scientific, and they do whatever it is that helps their interest. And then down to the local level, the big central banks come in to smart growth conferences, education conferences, and they say, we'll give you unlimited funding, unlimited positions, jobs with us after you leave, city managers, you know, right down to water district heads. Bribery is now legal and public. Right down to dumbing kids down. How many CPS kids have to be taken? The banks literally run and own the whole show. And what Mr. Cook is telling you is they are the authors and the executors of everything you've seen and everything you're going to see. Do you agree with that, Mr. Cook?
Well, yes, that's true. And what is happening today is with the financial collapse, they're going to attempt to persuade us to escape from our domestic financial problems by engaging in more warfare overseas. And you can see this very, very clearly, for example, in the presidential campaign of John McCain. One of the things that McCain has called for very recently was to expel Russia from the G8. He is engaged in the same demonization of Russia that the financial press has been engaged in over the last several years. If you read, for example, the daily news reports on Russia by the Washington Post,
unbelievable,
you see over and over again attacks on Putin, attacks on Russia, because Putin threw out the financial oligarchs who tried to take over Russia in the 1990s after the fall of the Soviet Union when Boris Yeltsin was president.
Let me just throw this in and then continue for those that, again, are joining us. You're not even mentioning all the covert operations, and I hate to even say the U.S., our captured military that's being used and abused. And I mean, notice how the globalist, the New World Order, is using 4 or 5 tours, breaking the military, not caring. I mean, because they're done with us. This is the final deal. They're squeezing the last drops of blood out of us, running covert operations, military operations against Russian interests, overthrowing countries on their border and traditional satellites of Mother Russia, moving missiles and, you better believe, nukes in. Can you speak to this incredible provocation?
Well, yes, that's been going on now for a decade. And one interesting thing that I noticed as I watched the presidential campaign is how Obama is now moving more and more toward the Bush positions, where he's backing off on his calls to get out of Iraq. He is putting out these provocations against Iran, against Pakistan.
Again, that's the same play that the Democrats use to get into Congress.
That's exactly right. And you see the Democratic-controlled Congress under Nancy Pelosi continuing to issue the blank checks, not only for the war in Iraq, but most recently the Iran war resolution. So the entire power structure of the two major parties, along with Bush and the neocons, are all marching in lockstep now toward World War III. And this is really the event that is intended to complete the power play by the international financial elite to gain the control that they seek to gain and to get rid of the last remaining strong nations of the world, which are the United States, Russia, and perhaps even coming along China and India.
Okay, Mr. Cook, I want to, and then they've got Pakistan threatening India. The U.S. helps give them nukes, just, and then freaks out with Iran, who is nowhere near one. I mean, anyone who had any geopolitical grasp would know how ridiculous what they tell the public is. Meanwhile, they're attacking Iran using real Wahhabi al-Qaeda, the White House publicly funding them $400 million a year, then saying Iran's al-Qaeda when they're the opposite Muslim group, the Shiites. Now, we add to all of this fact that, well, before I get into that, let's get now into where we currently are.
Well, right now we're on the very brink of a complete financial collapse that's going to begin to roll out into unemployment, continued closing down of United States manufacturing facilities, and we're going to have a population that is in danger of losing their livelihoods, not just their homes, but their ability to produce any kind of income. And what we have in the United States financially, and now and then you'll hear people mention this in kind of an offhanded way. They'll say, well, people just don't have any money. Well, let's think about that. That's a fact. What is most lacking in the United States economy is purchasing power. People don't have the money, and they haven't had the money really for the last 10, 15, 20 years, because what we've done not having the money is borrow.
Now, let's be clear. Currency's being created, but that currency's only being created to pay the bankers the fraudulent debt they created through their Federal Reserve system.
Well, all that currency is really is more big loans from the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
It's just rolling over of loans. That type of lending and that type of bailout
doesn't go to us.
Does not create any wealth. It does not create anything tangible of value. It's just refinancing bankrupt institutions. So, yeah, you're right. So it does not go down to the working people. That, you know, trickle-down economics, which is the essence of Reaganomics, which came in the 1980s, was supposed to result in money from greater investment in production going down to the working people who have jobs, but they left out one thing. What they left out was that there's no way to get purchasing power to those people if their own incomes don't go up and if their jobs are exported overseas to places like China. So
well, that's what Roberts, the father of that, says every week here. That's the problem is that we've moved our industry off, so there's no real customers because they don't have money, just as you just said, which was the globalist plan. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources. July 16, 2008, gold opened at $979.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $1,007.45, $496.05 for half ounce, and $248.03 for quarter ounce. That's $1,007.45, $496.05, and $248.03.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Richard C. Cook is our guest, written with the Washington Post. You name it, advise the White House, NASA, high-level analyst, Department of the Treasury. Mr. Cook, I see the solution to this is get the word out about the private banking system now. That's why Ron Paul's been so great. Expose the Federal Reserve's private, expose what they're trying to do and get people in the streets and speaking out. I want to hear some ideas you've got on solutions, getting the word out, but then also financially. But then if we aren't able to avert this, where you see it going in the next few years, how you see it unfolding. I mean, well, let's answer that first. How fast do you see this really getting bad, or is this a long, slow wasting?
No, I think we're within the next 1 to 2 years, we're going to be at a critical point. And the real danger, as I've been trying to tell people, is that the economic collapse could be used as the excuse for a rush into a world war. My own belief is that a vote for John McCain or whoever else the Republicans are going to run is really a vote for World War III. I know that's a pretty strong statement to make, but I truly believe that. I haven't yet quite figured out Barack Obama, but you know, as I said, he certainly seems to be moving toward a confluence with the Bush war policy. So that, to me, is the real danger. Now, as to solutions for this, the solution is a strong national economy. Neither of the major political parties are saying or doing anything, including the Democrats, who should be, that are going to take us there. Unfortunately, the people who have the real ideas are splintered among many different movements. You've got the Ron Paul movement. You've got the Green Party movement. You've got the Libertarian movement. And I had a meeting in Washington not too long ago with a man named Daryl Castle, who was the vice president candidate for the Constitution Party. And Daryl and I had a long talk, and he is thoroughly cognizant of all of these issues. And the Constitution Party has a very strong position on regaining our own control of our monetary system and our economy. But people like Daryl and like Ron Paul have got somehow to come together. They're fragmented all over the country, all over the map. We need to put together a true reform party in the United States that can begin to unite the people who know what's going on and have a program. But another thing that
we've
got to realize...
Well, Mr. Cook, let me stop you. I got to be honest. I just don't see organizationally that happening. And with the electronic voting machines and all the fraud, I'm not saying give up hope. I'm saying it's really tough. I think it's up to everybody looking in the mirror and realizing on a one-to-one InfoWar level, making copies of the 9/11 inside job films, exposing what's happening to the economy, educating local police, because tyranny will come to our door in a uniform. And, you know, the same globalists handle...
I totally agree with you on those points. Yeah.
Well, thank you. But, I mean, the same globalists handle Barack Obama that handled McCain. I think the selection process is done in that you have those two candidates. I mean, the minute Barack Obama didn't do what the bankers wanted, they'd probably cap him. And he's got a lot of really evil people behind him, like Zbigniew Brzezinski. But, I mean, do you have any evidence of why you think Barack Obama might be better or might be any different?
Oh, no. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that the reformers who are outside of the two-party system are the ones where we have to begin to educate the people, and we have to begin to come together and create a real reform movement within the United States that the two parties, including the Democratic Party, are not doing.
I totally agree with you. You know, it's like steaming towards the rocks, and you know you're going to hit them, and the captain's crazy, and you can't get him to stop. If they succeed in their plan, how bad is it going to get here in the U.S.?
Well, that's very difficult to predict, because if you take a look at the other nations that lost their empires, England, France, Italy, they came through it. They survived. You know, they're not rich, powerful nations in the world anymore. They're just kind of doing their thing and getting by. And if that's what happens to the United States, that may be a positive outcome. If we can just regain that degree of control and have our nation and have our own destiny and give up this nonsense of world empire, we might do all right, because I think we have a lot of spiritual resources within ourselves, within our traditions, that has the ability to make something positive and real out of this terrible mess we're in.
Stay there. I want to do one more segment with you while we also have Bob Chapman on. And let's look at the breaks. You think it's 60-40? I mean, what's the chances of the good outcome, the collapse you're talking about, versus total destruction?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero. And we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film. It finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Well, we got Richard C. Cook on with us. We've had him on before, but I want to have him on a lot more often during these economic crises that are intensifying. Writes for the Washington Post, Space and Security News, consultant for NASA, worked in policy there at the Treasury Department. He's an analyst, and he says the globalists are, the international financial elite are engineering this by design, trying to push us into World War III to destroy the United States. And since the IMF and World Bank documents say that, I agree with him. Waiting in the wings is Bob Chapman, who's been kind enough to be joining us the last few days as we watch this. Bank runs at Countrywide, that happened months ago. They said that was the end. Then we had it with the Indy Bank, $34 billion. IndyMac, now they don't have money for people. This started Friday. We're now 4 banking days into this, and they're turning them away. Other banks are running out of cash. There's other runs going on at certain branches of other banking systems. They've got a big list of other banks about to fail. Richard C. Cook, in closing, before I go to Bob Chapman, who I appreciate joining us, the mindset of the globalists from your studying them and what they're, brushing in more of what their master plan is, how they would like us to live. You talked about how they engineered the Soviet system, how they engineered the Nazi system to destroy Europe and Russia. That's their own documents. What they've got in store here for us to bring us into serfdom.
Well, certainly a mass starvation is something that they're attempting to engineer throughout the world. We've seen this documented over and over again going back to the Club of Rome. And you're seeing with the tremendous increase in prices of food, with the prices of oil, that really cannot be explained by any rational mechanism. It's being done deliberately. And again, the attempt is to trigger a world war that is going to devastate the world, with the United States and Russia being the principal antagonists. And on the ashes, the so-called New World Order will be built, with the financiers and the financial elite in control. So that is what appears to be in the plan. And the way to avoid that or to resist it is very simply to not allow this war to take place. We have to do everything we can to keep the United States from escalating the current war and from starting the next war. We just have to realize, even if we're seeing more false flag events, even if we see a nuclear device exploded in American cities, we have to step back and realize this is all done to draw us into a big war, and that is what we have to resist.
Richard, you've been studying these guys. You've worked in and around the White House. Do you think they're green lighting? I get the feeling that, and analyzing things is more than a feeling, but to use that as a turn of phrase, that they're going for broke. These guys are going for broke. They've entered the danger zone. They know they're exposed. They know the world's rallying against them. People are finally waking up to them, and they're going for broke.
I think that's the way it looks right now.
And the reason I'm so concerned is I live here in Austin, the per capita, the wealthiest city in the United States, more than Manhattan, ladies and gentlemen, more than San Francisco, and more than Georgetown, per capita, richest city in the world. I mean, in the United States, Paris or London would be the richest in the world, or maybe Luxembourg, its capital. But I know people that know billionaires. I know billionaires. I know a lot of people that are in the power structure. They have, for the last 4 years, been leaving the U.S., completely leaving the top, I checked a few weeks ago, the top 10 richest people in Israel. Left, and I mean, sold their houses, sold their local holdings, and left Israel. I mean, when I see them pulling out of Israel, pulling out of the U.S., it makes me think, oh my God, they are really going to do something to both countries.
Yes, and I've been hearing the same things.
So what do you think they're planning to do?
Well, again, I think the plans for a major war are underway. Possibly nuclear, maybe probably nuclear, and involving the United States and Russia. Russia may resist that. In fact, I do think that Putin has the understanding and the ability to hold out as far as he can. But as the United States keeps pushing further and further into the Middle East and continues to engineer all of these provocations, then something is bound to break out. So that's why it's our own government that's got to be reined in, and we have to do whatever we can to resist this drive toward war, because it's war that is used by the internationalists to redraw the map. That's what they did with World War One. That's what they did with World War Two, and World War Three, really, if you look at the history of it, has been projected for a very long time. People who wrote about this long ago said
Central Asian start
three world wars.
Yes, exactly. Central Asian. A Middle Eastern start, pulling Russia and China in, even if the globalists have to use Pakistan as a surrogate?
And that's what we have to avoid. This is what we have to resist.
Okay, fire out your website, sir, and tell us when your new book's coming out.
My website is www.richardccook.com. That's where my book, Challenger Revealed, is advertised. I have a new book called We Hold These Truths, The Hope of Monetary Reform. It's supposed to be published this fall by Tendril Press. And I have a new article out today on global research. It's called Status Report on the Collapse of the U.S. Economy.
All right. I want to get you back up in the next week and really have you contribute to the broadcast. We really appreciate and respect your input. Mr. Cook, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Alex.
All right. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I know that Bob Chapman had a chance holding the last 5 minutes to hear what Mr. Cook was talking about. He is convinced, working in the White House and the Treasury, of course, he worked in intelligence as well, that the globalists are engineering this and are in control It's just that some of their mid-level minions are panicking, realizing they're not part of the inner circle and are going to be crushed, Bob. You believe they are losing control, or perhaps you can expand for our understanding, detail more of your analysis, Bob.
Well, first of all, I read Mr. Cook's works, and they're excellent, and I agree with him. And, yes, we've discussed this past week on the program, and you brought it up first. They're all afraid they're going to lose their money, too, and their power with it. And I think they see that as a distinct possibility. And so going forward, I think things are going to get very nasty. Whether they will have a chance for reform remains to be seen. The comment by Mr. Cook regarding, well, maybe we'll end up like European countries are now. Gee, that would really be the best possible thing that could happen under the circumstances, because it could be a lot worse than that. But if we are to have a continuum of war, which one would call the Third World War, and if it became nuclear, which I think it would, as Mr. Cook does, I believe that probably half the people in the world would die. And I think he's right about Russia. Russia is trying to avoid this. I mean, they've been biting their tongue for the last couple of years. I mean, we got American military maneuvers in Georgia. We've got an announcement today of the Aegis system being used off Czechoslovakia to protect their new radar system to really track Russians and not Iranians. And we continue to see an uptick in activity in the Arctic, and that's why the Arctic fleet is being reformed by Russia. And at the same time, we saw the unilateral movement and the usurpation of a province that's belonged to Serbia for a couple of thousand years, given to a gang of Muslim criminals who happen to be friends of the United States government, which is very fitting. And so, you know, Russia has been very, very restrained, but they're now training their missiles on major European cities, and just like in the Cold War, and that's what we're going to return to, and in all probability there will be a Third World War, and
Bob,
I don't even want to contemplate it.
Bob, I want to get into the mindset of the elite. I mean, you know, you were the biggest gold and silver broker in the world for a time. You've lived in South Africa, London, Paris. You've been all over the planet, you know, in your second reincarnation as a businessman, before that in intelligence. Looking at this, I mean, elites throughout history do go crazy. Napoleon got kind of wild. Hitler did. We see a lot of the Roman emperors going crazy. But these international bankers used to be pretty cool and didn't want to take too big a risk. It seems like they have just gone like they have rabies or something. And you know, I want to address them first, and then talking about special forces, black op commanders, the generals. We know they've fired scores of them, Fallon leaving. The good news is they're real generals who are even, you know, cold-blooded New World Order people. They still are saying, no, this is bad for us. They owe some allegiance to, you know, the U.S., you know, at least on the surface, or at least self-preservation, not wanting World War III and to go down in the history books as mass murderers like Adolf Hitler. I mean, to look at this intellectually, it is so out of control.
Well, it is, and I think it comes of a long time in power for their generations of power, a thousand years in controlling the monetary systems and economies of so many countries, and they get fat and sassy, and they think they can do anything they want. They don't care about life. They might tell you that they do, but they don't.
They've all got passes to the bunkers.
Pardon me?
They've all got passes to the luxury
yes.
bunkers.
Well, we have to make sure they don't reach them. But be as it may, they have begun so many wars, thousands of them, over the last thousand years, that, yes, they would instigate a Third World War and a nuclear war to serve their ends. And they know some of them are going to be incinerated in the process, but that's how they perpetuate themselves.
No, you're right. In fact, they write about it. They are in to being the most extreme. They are a suicidal nihilist, in one of their words. They are bored, and they like giant piles of dead bodies and smoking cities and black uniforms and death. And I guess the public's become decadent and gotten captured by their mind control, and we're going to, I guess, be part of the entertainment for them. But I don't see them getting away with it. I mean, the way they put out the GMO foods that they know are bad, the way they use DU everywhere, the way they just everything they do, it's just they really are devils, Bob.
Well, that's true. And the people, because of your program and programs like it, and, of course, the Internet, there's so many more people who know what's going on today than did, say, in 1960. I mean, the difference is enormous. And maybe they won't get away with it. I just don't know. And that's why you and I get on the air every day and do what we have to do to inform people. And I hope they do something with what we tell them to protect themselves and to protect their families and their nation. And it's a hard job because sometimes you think maybe I'm just preaching to the wilderness or something. But we're not going to stop.
Bob, there's been a lot of development since we talked 24 hours ago in the markets. Your predictions of just a week ago coming true with what you were advising people in your newsletter. Break down some of the main developments we've seen here in the short term.
Well, we've seen a commitment by the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury to bail out Fannie and Freddie. In our publication, we said 3.5 to 4 years ago Fannie and Freddie were bankrupt. Well, they are. They still are. And what is it going to cost the American taxpayer? Probably about $5 trillion when all is said and done. And they've done this for a number of reasons. Number one, they don't want the system to come down quite yet. They had to protect those, what they call agency bondholders of the GSEs and a general service entity, which Fannie and Freddie are, even though they're publicly traded and owned by private interests as well. And China owns $376 billion worth of that, those bonds in Fannie and Freddie, and they wouldn't be very happy about losing that money, and so they had to step in. And so Americans, you're going to get to pay for it. It'll happen over the next several years or until the economy collapses, and there's a lot of pressures on them to do that, and that's why the stock market is up today almost a couple of hundred points, of course, with the help of our government, and because people think that everybody's going to get bailed out, Fannie, Freddie, the brokerage industry, the investment banking industry, the banking industry, some corporations, and all the banks and savings and loans that are going under, they're all going to get bailed out too, one way or the other. And so we have a renaissance here, just for today, of course, in the stocks of financial companies and builders and in the economy in general.
Is that
now,
as the suckers?
The euphoria that's being engineered.
Is that because we saw this 6 months ago when they said it was all over, everything was fine. They tell everybody's fine, the suckers pile in and buy, and then it plunges even worse in 6 months.
Well, I think the capstone is supposedly the smartest man on Wall Street or within the banking industry, which is Jamie Dimon at Citigroup. And he said that the credit crisis was 85% over in early May. So we got 3 months later, and it's worse.
Yeah, isn't it funny?
So I wouldn't want that man handling my money.
Well, that's the funny thing, Bob. I read your newsletter every week, and 98% of it comes true. And then all the top guys are wrong 80% of the time. In fact, I'm just saying off the top of my head, you and others have broken down how often they're actually wrong. In fact, they're wrong more than they're right, because it isn't just that they're hit and miss, they're lying.
And that's what their problem is, they must lie. And did you know, and these figures go back for many years, economists are wrong two-thirds of the time.
Yes,
and the reason why, and analysts too, is because they have to do the bidding for the companies that they work for or the government. If they don't, they lose their job.
In fact, as you know, Bob, they come after analysts that tell the truth.
Oh, yes, they do. They might make love and life miserable for people. I'm surprised. You know, Meredith Whitney came out and really took the lid off this pot of pestilence that we're now looking at last June, a year ago, June now. And she's an analyst in banks for CIBC, Oppenheimer. And she said that what Citigroup is carrying on their books isn't worth what they say it is. Now, that started this whole thing. And, you know, the insiders, the Illuminists, they never know what the trigger is going to be. But this is an untoward action they never figured on. And she's opened up the garbage can. And I'm surprised she's still alive.
They are now reporting, as you know, that $1 trillion of secret assets, their AAA rating, is filled with narcotics money there at Citibank.
And not only that, most of it, the money's been lost.
Yeah, they've just been taking it home. Just, folks, a country, a world overrun by crooks, robbing and stealing with a huge scientific brainwashing machine they bought and paid for, basically that neutralizes us so we're frozen in place while they just run around looting in front of us. It's very frustrating. We'll come back and talk more to Bob Chapman.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet into water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That PhysU here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio,
and I heard Bob Chapman.
George Strait was singing.
Bob, I was thinking this morning of all the hundreds of things you've said that would happen and have happened, all the hundreds of things I've covered. I mean, we have all their own documents, and there's still people emailing me and on message boards saying, we're liars, we hate America, the dollar's not devalued, just living in denial. And I know a lot of people are starting to wake up, like you said earlier, but a lot of other people They make it political. They say, you're just saying the economy's bad because you like Barack Obama. It has nothing to do with that. You know, I love how the media makes it political. Like when it's a Democrat, they go, you Republicans are just saying it's bad because he's a Democrat. Or you Democrats are saying it's bad because it's a Republican. George Bush runs nothing, does he, Bob? I mean, how do we get these childlike minds to realize that if they would wake up to dollar devaluation, we could force the government to engage in policies that might not totally destroy us?
Well, you know, you're dealing with people who have had a limited outlook. They've never had a challenge like this before. Their challenges have been within their family and their job and on local issues. It's hard for them to countenance that there are a group of people who are evil, who do things that are not for their good, but for their own good, these evil people's good. And it's a little far-fetched for these people. They simply can't believe it. And, you know, there's thousands of books now on the subject, well-researched, well-written, explaining all these things over the centuries. I mean, this didn't happen in 1960 or last week. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. And so people have got to take the time. In time, they will. They'll come along slowly, unfortunately. And some of them we're going to have to feed when they're living under a bridge who didn't listen. But that's okay. I mean, we were given wonderful minds so that we can figure this thing out. And they didn't, and they couldn't. And that's okay. We'll help them. But there will be people who will wake up along the way. Always not enough. But we got to do what we can.
Well, Bob, you've been talking about this for 50 years, or close to it, and so you do have a wonderful mind. Me, I mean, I read None Dare Call a Conspiracy when I was in high school, and I went to see if those quotes were true at the library, and because I wasn't even a big bookworm, but I thought, man, if Rockefeller really says he wants to destroy my country and take my guns, and the private banks funded communism and fascism, I better go find out about this. And so I went and found it, the quotes, and found out that they really said it. I mean, I guess the only gift I had was I took it serious, I guess because I saw the sheriff deal drugs where I lived and go to prison, and I saw the cops deal drugs and then be on the news fighting drugs. I guess I saw a few things when I was a kid out in a suburb of Dallas, so I wasn't naive. I knew that what you saw on the news wasn't necessarily the truth, but I don't know how the public now can't realize that we are in deep trouble.
Well, there's a vast store of knowledge out there, in part started by Gary Allen. And Gary was my partner. He wrote None Dare Call a Conspiracy. And there were others at that time in the early 60s. Gary's book came out in the late 60s, such as G. Edward Griffith and Alan Stang. And they both were prominent writers of the time, and they were very good friends of mine, and they still are. Unfortunately, Gary is deceased. But there's been a crusade going on, sort of undercover, so to speak, for a long time, and now it's in the open. And,
Bob, it's got to feel good for you, though, to have been out there when nobody was listening, and today, a half a century later, to see young people everywhere talking about it. We got a one-minute break. I want to just come back and plug your newsletter and then let you go. Bob, do you have time to do that?
That's fine. You sure?
I know you got another interview coming up. All right, Bob Chapman, the InternationalForecaster.com is our guest. My website's PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.